Well, I'm asking you for, I'm asking for in the alternative 6 months.
And I hear that, but I'm telling you that the way I see it, we have two options. We can either go to trial in February, or we can continue it until May. And those are the only two options, and I'm not going to ask for more time beyond May at this point.
May.
Because I think we're going to get denied.
Well, in knowing that they're already willing, if we put in the document that they're willing to give us till May, but we would like 6 months to a year, how would we lose on that? The worst thing that would happen would be going to May. We've got a low tier, a middle tier, and a high tier. So
the way it works, right? The government is agreeing to, like, we'll stipulate to a continuance until May.
I understand how a stipulation works.
The government won't stipulate to a continuance beyond that. So, you know, like, they're not going to agree to stipulate to May, but also more, right? The stipulation requires us to agree to May.
I understand. Again, I've told you I've had 100 trials. I understand how that works. But what I'm saying is put in the motion that they're only agreeing to May. We're asking for 6 months and an alternative a year. And ask, you know, so the low term on that one would be May. The judge would likely give at least the May. And then we've got the chance of the other.
So what I'm telling you is that I'm not going to do that because I don't think that's the best strategy in our case.
In
order to get the government to agree to continue until May, right, we have to actually agree to May. No, I can't agree to May and then say, but actually we want more, right?
Well, actually, yes, you can. I don't know how many motions you have written, Claire, but you can say, here, we are asking for a continuance for these time frames. The government has agreed to May, but we don't think, based on the fact of the level of work that's been done and the fact of how new you are, that you're not ready for it. I think that that makes perfect sense.
So I understand that's how you feel, but I'm telling you, from my perspective, we have two options. We can keep the February date or we can continue to May, and I'm not going to ask at this point for additional time beyond May.
Claire, how many trials, full trials, have you done so far?
In the office, I haven't done any.
Okay. So we're in... Okay, prior to you coming into the office, were you private counsel?
So, Mr. Moffitt, I understand this is upsetting to you, but I'm telling you, right, I think this is the best choice. My supervisor thinks this is the best choice. Everyone in this, like, we are agreed that these are really the two options. And so I understand that you have significant experience and you disagree. But unfortunately, right, like, I'm the attorney in this case, and...
Okay, but here is...
Whether or not to file this.
So right now, you're the attorney in the case. We've got a huge level of difference of experience, and I'm telling you that based on my 100-plus trials, if you wrote it the way that I'm asking, then we have a fighting chance on it. I don't... And, okay, now we've got the other things that are outstanding, the grand jury transcripts and the subpoenas. When are you going to start moving on those?
So, I'm already working on it, right?
And so that tells me...
I don't want to give you an exact day, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, that doesn't...
But I'm already working on it.
Okay, that doesn't really tell me anything, Claire, because I was told this by Anuj for 2 years. So can you tell me, you know, have we started writing the document to the government? I mean, have you actually started writing the physical request to the court for it? Because I think there happens to be a document that needs to be done. Okay, well let me
help you understand what the best arguments are.
Number one,
before we get into this,
mm-hmm.
I just want to, you know, reach a conclusion on this continuous issue. So
I am
see it, we can either ask for a second, we can stay in
Well, right now, with an attorney that has minimal experience, and, you know, I'm going, you know, for me, you put me in a box, but, you know, so I'm stuck with May, but we'll be able to see if you're able to get us ready. So, okay. I think you really shot us in the foot by taking this, because I think because of your inexperience, it would be an easier hold than to get another two or three continuances down the road. So I think you're making a mistake, but, you know, just under my objection, we'll go ahead and do it. But let's see how you get moving on this this other information. Well, Claire, it sounds, you know, I don't know, I mean, you know, like I said, I feel stuck on this situation, and I feel like you're not taking advantage of your inexperience, and that inexperience is an advantage for me in this situation, but... Well, are you one of those, I would imagine being the young person, you're probably the low person on the totem pole. Do you have less than 200 cases on your desk?
So I don't typically share how many cases I have, but I have fewer than 200.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough, because when I was clerking for a judge, you know, I'd see some public defenders that would be carrying 200. And so that's...
Yeah, so in the federal system, we typically have far fewer cases. In the state system, I think that's pretty common. In the federal system, we have far fewer cases than that. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have fewer cases than that. But, you know, I have more cases than just yours. And so I need to divide my attention between you and my other clients. But I promise you, I am working on these issues, and, you know, I'll be able to discuss them with you.
Now, Anuj at one point in time had an investigator that was involved in the case. That I haven't heard from that investigator in a year. Is he still involved in the case or not?
My sense is that he is not, but if you feel like we could benefit from an investigator, then we can, of course, get one. But at this point, I haven't encountered anything in your case that makes me think that we need an investigator. But if it becomes clear that that's really something that we need, then we can, of course, get one.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Moffitt. I will talk to you soon, and I'll send you the stipulation this week sometime.
All right. Thank you.